Last summer, Tropical Storm Isaias caused devastating floods in the Eastwick section of southwest Philadelphia. The nearby John Hines National Wildlife Refuge also sustained storm damage. Together, they make up the lowest point in the city, a tidal wetland where Darby and Cobbs Creek flow into the Delaware River. Today, we begin a new series, Life Along the Delaware, with Leonard Stewart, who walks his dog there every day.
My name is Leonard Stewart. I'm a longtime Eastwick resident, and this is my dog, Princess. This is our daily walk through the lovely John Hines Wildlife Refuge. And hey, I'm out here just about every day walking the dog, and this is part of my therapy. I remember when my wife passed 10 years ago, I used to come at it all the time, get my mind off of things, kind of relieve your stress. You know, just absorb nature. You know, take all your cares, all your worries off your mind and just look up. There's a swan right there, yeah. Oh my gosh, during the 60s and 70s, around here by Fairmount Dam and all around here by the Schuylkill, you could see waste just going by in the water. That was before the Clean Water Act was actually, you know, came into a being. Because a lot of time I would go to with my father to the Navy Yard, and the thing you saw the big boats, and you saw it dirty, and down there the water smelled, Danny, because of the oil from the boats or whatever, pollution. It had a terrible odor, yep. You see all types of animals come out early in the morning. You just see the deer running around every time. So every once in a while, you might see a fox. The other day, I saw a mink. Somebody said, no, that wasn't a mink. That was a groundhog. I said, groundhogs don't live in water. They don't come out the water. And I know what a mink look like. I see there's a few ducks over there. Sometimes you would see like the white egret. It's right about this spot here. It's this pretty white egret, you know. He has attended a lot of them stand up on one leg or whatever, and it's just a beautiful sight. Although people always ask me, what is the best time to come? And I said, during the winter, during the first snowfall. I said, before everybody comes out here. Number one, I said, it's not a lot of people here. And then it looks so pretty, you know, before people start walking over it or it starts getting muddy and dirty. And I said, plus most of the time the impoundment is frozen over. So it's like a winter wonderland theme, scene rather. Yeah, so because prior to that, a lot of people that lived in the neighborhood really didn't know anything about it. And when I would talk to people, they would just say, oh, I just thought, they thought it was a refuge like for wild animals or just birds. I said, no, it's something for people. A lot of people say all this area was swamplands. I remember when I moved there, people say you live down in the swamps. I said, no, it's not swamps. I said, it's houses out here. But originally all this area was wetlands. When I remember coming up, nobody used the word wetlands. Everything was swamp, marshes or whatever, you know, every area where there was a lot of water, they would say, oh, you out there, and you live out there in the swamps where all the mosquitoes are. And yes, there are a lot of mosquitoes out here at night. Yes, they are. So, you know, all this was once wetland. So when you build on it, you know, the water doesn't have anywhere to go. So unfortunately, in the past, they looked at the wetlands as a negative effect. They always want to build, build, build. It has an adverse effect on our community when you just continue to build over the wetlands, because this is like our buffer. This is where the water can go, come into heavy rains. And it's extremely important that we keep our wetlands. You know, like most governments and community, they always think about money first, wetlands second. You know, they don't think about that. Or they try to tell us, oh, we can improve on that, which man can't, you know. So, hey, how's it going? How you doing? Hey. What's up? Hey, how's everything?
What's happening?
Hey.
Have a nice day there.
Hey.
How are you?
He's getting his daily walk.
All right, 6 feet.
Huh?
6 feet.
He's getting his
part, right?
he's a regular.
Oh, yeah, she's a regular now. Yeah. She's been going in here for, I had about 11 years now.
Yeah.
She's a regular, so.
All right, enjoy
the day.
She knows
the way around here.
Enjoy the day.
Yes.
Get outside.
Have a nice day.
There you go.
The series Life Along the Delaware is produced by WHYY's climate and environment reporter Susan Phillips. For more, check out whyy.org/river. You can also watch a video about what Leonard Stewart would like to see in the future and read essays about the river. That's whyy.org/river.